Australia's Catholic bishops are headed to Rome this weekend for the start of their ad limina visits, the five-yearly visit that all bishops worldwide are required to make to discuss the challenges specific to the churches in their individual countries. Australia has 33 dioceses, representing around 5 million Catholics, or 25% of the population, making it the largest Christian denomination in the country. President of the Bishops' Conference is Archbishop Philip Wilson of Adelaide. Just before he left home, I spoke to him by phone to find out more about the issues and concerns he and the other church leaders will be bringing here to the Vatican.
The Australian Catholic bishops are coming to Rome for the ad limina visit with a really deeply spiritual sense of pilgrimage. We're coming to meet with the Holy Father, not just in the sense of coming to do business, but to meet with the Holy Father and to do what's the necessary elements of an ad limina visit in order to be renewed in faith ourselves and to be renewed in our ability to be able to lead local churches in union with the See of Peter. So this is a very important moment of us for prayer and conversion. It's not just about coming for a convention. We're coming in order together to have an experience of prayer and faith and to have a very real, deep experience of our communion with the Holy Father that's so important to all of us as bishops in the Catholic Church.
Can you give us something of a snapshot of the Catholic community in Australia today, its strengths and perhaps its weaknesses too?
One of the great strengths of the Catholic community in Australia is that it's made up of people who've come from many different nations. So that the Catholic Church in Australia now has strong components in it of people who've migrated from Europe and Asia over the last 50 years and have taken their rightful place in the life of our church here. And they've contributed a lot by bringing the experience of their history and the experience of their faith into our midst. So there's a great strength in that. There's a great strength in the fact that among the Catholic people in Australia, there's really strong commitment among a majority of our people to our Catholic faith and wanting to live out our Catholic faith in the best way that they can.
What would you say then are perhaps the weaknesses, the greatest challenges that you as church leaders face in your work there?
Look, the greatest challenges we face are exactly those to be found in other parts of the world because of the really strong power of sectarian views of life, you know, where people believe that it's possible to live a fulfilled life without belief in God. And the people then think that the faith and the experiences of living in the church are irrelevant to them in their lives. And so our big responsibility as the bishops and leaders of the church is to really return over and over again to the freshness of the power of the gospel and the freshness of the relationship with Jesus that should be at the centre of our lives.
You mentioned this great melting pot of people from so many different countries and cultures, but you also have a significant ministry, don't you, to the original inhabitants of the land, to the Aboriginal people?
We do. The Aboriginal people are a very significant a group of people, and the church has a very real concern and care for them. There are all sorts of problems and difficulties that they face. And in all of our dioceses, all of our local churches, there are special ministries that have been constructed to help them and to enable them to take their rightful place in the life of the church. So the Bishops' Conference has a particular commission that's associated with dialoguing with the Indigenous peoples, talking to the Aboriginal people about their lives and working out ways in conjunction with them of helping them to live out their life in the really good human way that's based on faith.
And yet the synod document Ecclesia and Oceania described the Aboriginals as a minority in their own land and in many ways a dispossessed cultural group. Can you outline perhaps some of the most significant problems that they face and also the contribution, the specific contribution that perhaps they can give to the church?
Look, the people who belong to the Indigenous groups, the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, are small in number. But that's a result of the history of our country and the many different reasons. But although small in number, they're of special importance to the church, and we do see that we have an important responsibility to care for them and to engage with them, to help them to be able to take their rightful place in the life of the church and the life of the community. And some of the really big problems they face are problems that are created by lack of opportunity, the lack of healthcare, the lack of education, the lack of social assistance and so on to them. And the church is in the front line of not only doing all it can to respond itself, but to remind the rest of the Australian community and our governments about the big responsibilities we have to care for these people.
Next year, as you know, the Church will be holding its synod on the new evangelisation. Now, you mentioned that Australia is a particularly secular society. How, perhaps, are you hoping to implement this kind of new evangelisation, and what role in particular can lay people play in this regard?
Well, there are two points that I'd like to make about that. One is that the bishops have already begun to prepare for our participation in the synod on the new evangelisation next year. And so right through the country at the present time, there are all sorts of initiatives and reflections going on where people who are part of the life of the church are reflecting on what are the challenges of this new evangelisation that we face today. We're preparing in that way so that our bishop delegates who will be coming to the synod will be able to participate, having had a lot of dialogue with the Australian Catholic people about those matters. It seems to me that one of the big challenges that faces us is, as Pope Benedict has said in regard to people in other places, the big challenge is to help people to rediscover the truth and the beauty of what they've already learnt. So often in our lives, we need to relearn the beauty of what we've been taught about our faith and about our relationship with Jesus and the life of faith in the church. And that would seem to me to be one of the major challenges that we face. The second initiative is that the bishops have announced that beginning at Pentecost next year that we're going to have a special year of prayer and reflection called a Year of Grace to help all the Catholic people in Australia to reflect on this wonderful reality that's at the centre of our lives, this reality of the grace of Christ which is given to us by the Holy Spirit, and to look at how we can activate that life of grace in a new and powerful way.
We saw something of this grace of the Church, of the faith, coming through during the World Youth Day in Sydney. I'm wondering, what kind of long-term impact did that have on the Church in Australia as a whole, and how much importance you give to this whole area of youth ministry today?
Well, World Youth Day has had a really phenomenal effect on the life of the Church in Australia. Having World Youth Day in Sydney several years ago was a wonderful moment for us that allowed us to not only concentrate on the renewal of our ministry to youth, but look at the important values of our faith that should be reflected in everybody's lives who belongs to the Catholic Church. It was a moment of great grace for us, and a moment that has had a big effect. A lot of the lasting effects are to be found in the lives of the young people who actually were involved in World Youth Day in Sydney and in the other programs that led up to it beforehand, right through the country. So that all the bishops now would report about the fact that we have all these young people who are actively involved in the life of the church in many different ways, who were activated in such a way by their participation in World Youth Day. Some are people who have taken up vocations to priesthood and religious life, and lots are people who are working in all of our dioceses to be engaged in the youth apostolate. The other initiative that the bishops took up was to establish a new national framework for youth ministry, and that's it's really taken off very well and become a very important part of the way in which we go about our life. And we have many, many young people involved in that ministry and are very enthusiastic about things. And that was reflected in the fact that we had thousands and thousands who went to World Youth Day in Madrid. And that built on then the experience that we had in Sydney.
As you mentioned at the beginning, of course, Australia, being an immigration country, is also a very multi-religious nation today, isn't it? Can you tell us something about your work in interfaith relations and also the ecumenical dimension?
The Australian Catholic bishops, individually and as the Bishops' Conference, are very, very deeply connected with the work of ecumenism and the development of interfaith relations. So over years and years, we've been very serious about ecumenical relations and looking for dialogue and moving together with other Christians within our country. And over the last 10 years or so, there's been an increasing emphasis on our interfaith issues because there are more and more people who are coming to live in Australia who don't belong to the Christian family. So we see the important responsibility to enter into dialogue with them and doing all we can to create harmony in our own community between the different faiths, to develop understanding between one another, and to really emphasise the point that all of us are believers, and that we're therefore united in our belief in God, and that God has given us a responsibility to live according to God's values in the world, and to be an agency then in that for peace and for justice.
My thanks there to Archbishop Philip Wilson of Adelaide, President of the Australian Catholic Bishops' Conference.